Blog Talk Radio.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for tuning in today, this Tuesday, on this lovely day that the Lord has blessed us with, July the 5th. I hope that your holiday was what you hoped and expected it to be. Now, we're going to dive right in to talking about our subject matter on today. This is Dr. Louisa talking about domestic violence and domestic abuse. Also, we will be giving out lots of important information on today, so we do hope that you have something to write with. We are not going to follow, I didn't get a chance to update the broadcasting material for today on the computer. However, we are dissecting psychological, emotional, and verbal abuse. So we've already discussed what is verbal abuse. So if you were able to go back and listen to maybe two or three episodes earlier, you'll be able to hear that show. So we hope you have something to write with, because we're going to be sharing some important information again on today. And also, we will try our best to give out the national hotline number for domestic violence abuse. So the number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. The hearing impaired number is 8. You may say to yourself, well, why is she giving out that number? I don't need to call and talk to anyone. Sometimes you need someone to just bounce off your feelings to. Sometimes you just need someone just to release information that's been bothering you. And at the National Hotline for Domestic Violence, once you have trained individuals, they're not there to give you advice. They're not there to tell you what to do, but to listen to what you have to say. So it's very important to call. And then if you want some advice, they will give you directions where you can go to get information that you're looking for, okay? So I believe we talked a lot last week about verbal abuse and how to set boundaries and et cetera. What we like to also mention in each show is the fact that any abusive relationship is all about power and control. The abuser is exercising power and control over someone else. So you may want to know, how does emotional and verbal abuse start? It may be suddenly. Some abusers may start out behaving normally and then begin abuse after a relationship is established. And no, do not think it's your fault if you find yourself in an abusive relationship. It is not your fault at all. Some people think that they're not in an abusive relationship just because they're not being, you know, hit, slapped, or physically abused. But emotional, so and verbal abuse is more lasting than a physical abuse. You can get hit. You can heal from the hit. You can get a fractured bone. You can heal. But the psychological impact of emotional and verbal abuse is very scarring. It diminishes one's self-esteem, one's self-worth, and it makes you feel as though you're unable to perform adequately. And sometimes the abuser may be very pleasant most of the time. And this is the tricky part. I like to try to mention what I'm saying now in each broadcast. This is the tricky part, because there lies the perpetual appeal. That is the never-ending appeal. That is a position of being so charming, so frequent as to be seen as to seem endless. And this is what happens in an abusive relationship. One, while the person is nice having honey just fall off their lips. And then the next thing you know, blaming is coming out, hitting is coming out, abusive language is coming out, degrading someone else is coming out. And abuse doesn't just happen between husband and wife. It can be people that are just friends. It can be with a family member. It can be with a parent. It can be with a child. It can be with your boss. So, and know that it's not your fault. Abusers are very crafty in what they do and how they go about being abusive. The national hotline number is 800-799-7233. That is 800-799-7233. And I like to give our statistics when we're talking to let you just know how widespread abuse is. On one typical day, the domestic violence hotline gets at least 20,000 calls in just one day, and that's nationwide. Nationwide, okay? So you need to be aware that you have people out there that are waiting to help you and to lead you and guide you out of an abusive relationship. So as we just said, some abusers may start out behaving normally and then begin abuse after a relationship is established. Some abusers may purposely give a lot of love and attention, including compliments and requests to see you often. That's in the beginning of a relationship. Often, the abuser tries to make the other person feel strongly bonded to them, as though it is the two of them against the world. And I'm kind of smiling as I say this because I remember that happening in my relationship with my husband. It just seemed like it was just the two of us just against the world. Such a strong bond. Okay, and soon realized that I was in an abusive relationship. Although it took years for me to find out, I just knew something was wrong. Over time, abusers begin to insult or threaten their victims and begin controlling different parts of their lives. When this change in behavior happens, it can leave victims feeling shocked and confused. And I was that way. You just can't, you know, quite understand what's going on. You're so in love with this person. The person is your boss, or the person is your friend, and you just are unable to understand just where all this is coming from. You may feel embarrassed or foolish for getting into the relationship. If someone else abuses you, it's never your fault. And I like to stress that it's not your fault that you're being abused by someone else. The national hotline number for domestic violence is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. And if you're on the computer, on your phone, and you see a microphone there with a little diamond-shaped icon in it, up top you'll see the word follow. If you can just click that on to become a follower of the broadcast, so that you will be alerted when the next show will be airing. And also, if you'd like to leave a comment, that will be fine. I am going to talk with the company to find out how I may begin to start taking phone calls if someone wants to call in. Okay, so how should you respond to verbal abuse? Try to call out the abuse when it happened by requesting the person stop the behavior. If someone is saying something to you that you do not like, you need to call it out in the beginning and then go ahead and say something about it. Now, it took me over 30 years to start doing this, but I have begun to call out things. And we did a series some time ago on gaslighting, and that's when a person wants you not to believe your reality. And I'm saying this because gaslighting, someone really taking control over you in an abusive relationship, is all because you feel, you the person that's being abused, you feel that that person is so important to you that you don't want to do anything to lose that relationship. So what you need to do is evaluate your relationship if you feel that someone is abusing you. Verbal abuse is the form of emotional abuse where someone uses their words to invoke fear in another person and gain control over them. That might sound kind of weird to you, but it is true. Maybe next week, because we only have about 3 minutes left, maybe next week I can talk a little more about that and maybe share into another person. And I can only speak from experience what I experienced. Types of verbal abuse include name-calling, criticizing, gaslighting, and threatening. So you want to try to call out the abuse when it first happens by requesting the person stop the behavior. If they don't listen, safely remove yourself from the situation. Consider limiting your interaction with this person or ending the relationship. Now, I would only say that only if this is a brand new relationship, because if you've been in the relationship for quite some time and this has been going on for a long time, you may be able to invoke other characteristics of abuse from the person. That's why it's important to call the national hotline number for domestic violence, domestic abuse. That number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. We have only about maybe 2.5 minutes left. So you may not think you are being abused if you're not being physically hurt or being hurt physically, but emotional and verbal abuse can have short-term and long-lasting effects that are just as serious as the effects of physical abuse. And I wrote a book. I think the book's called, it's TTLO, Take the Lid Off. That's a trademark. And Silent Abuse. That's it, Silent Abuse. And I wrote in the book that I was not aware that I was being physically abused, I mean emotionally abused. But when I finally found out, is after, I can't remember the exact time, it's probably in the book, when I went to talk, and I said, oh, my God, I hear myself. I have been gone for so long. So what happens is emotional abuse tears down your spirit, who you are. It tears you down. It breaks you down. It breaks you down. And that's where your self-esteem, your self-concept, the person who you are, is no longer there because you have been torn down through fear by the abuser. So we're going to stop here, and we're going to pick up on talking about this next week. The phone number to call is 800-799-7233. Before I forget, I want to thank you for listening. Pass the word. There are many people being abused, and they're not talking about it. They are in situations, and they don't know what's going on. They can't believe it. The number for the hearing impaired is 800-787-3224. Please share the information with others. Thank you for tuning in on today. Do continue to have a blessed day, and may God keep you in his loving care. And until next week, good day. You can leave a comment. Thank you.